Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文。来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to one of your favorite segments, Sound of the Musicals. 欢迎回来曲外之音。In a previous episode, Oliver and I were talking about Chicago, a musical that is pretty dark, but it's awesome as well.Welcome back to the studio, Oliver.
Hello again.
So let's talk about Chicago a bit more. We have covered the overview, the storyline. We already know that there are these fascinating, charismatic female murderesses. There's some major conflicts in the show. First of all, it's the idea of celebrity criminals, like the fame versus crime.
Yes, there is. It is something which has happened throughout history to a smaller extent. Mm. But with the innovation and the sort of expansion of media, newspapers, radios, and then later TV, and even nowadays, mobile phones, TikTok, Douyin, whatever, criminals now, they are celebrity in a way.Because of, I feel, it's because of the differences from us. They do things that we would never do. And we are interested in that. We're intrigued by how they could do this or why they did it and all these different reasons.
Yeah. It's almost voyeuristic. It's like you just want to peek into their life and see what went wrong. Why could someone who looks so ordinary be so evil? So we try to paint them as extraordinary.Not ordinary. And honestly, I don't know if you would agree with me. In terms of this whole media thing, especially nowadays, online where traffic is everything, it doesn't matter if you actually are famous or notorious. So fame and notoriety kind of blend in together.
Exactly, yes. There's a saying, any publicity is good publicity. And that is...very much the case. It doesn't matter what you are known for. If you are known, then people will enjoy it. They like to be famous for whatever reason. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that often gets mentioned, I think, about Chicago is the corruption of the justice system. Like you mentioned last time, how easy it was for this lawyer to use press as a weapon to manipulate the system.
Definitely, yes. That is how he builds his case to free Roxy, is all about getting her the right image from people outside, the people on the streets, the people listening to the radio or buying a newspaper. Everybody knows her name when she goes to trial, and everybody wants her to win the case. He has built it so that they support her.And because of the US judicial system, the group of people sitting in that courtroom are the people who have been reading these newspapers, listening to the radio. So they have already been influenced by her before they've even gone near the courtroom. And there is definitely an uncomfortable corruption about that. And the 1920s was...not a good time in terms of criminal justice system. They didn't have the same rules, laws that they have in place today to prevent things like this, to prevent biased opinions or corruption in the system. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Talking about rigging the system or the corruption of the system, actually, in terms of music, there are two particular numbers in this. One is We Both Reached for the Gun.
Yeah, that is a fantastic song. I do really like that one.
That is so special, that one.
I know. It's really good. I like how it is shown as this puppet master with his toys and his puppets. And Roxy doesn't even sing the song herself. It's supposed to be her during an interview, giving these answers and showing the media what it is. But instead, it's Billy Flynn talking the whole time.And it's dark, but very entertaining song.
对没有看过这个 musical 也没有看过电影的小伙伴，这一首歌它是由这个律师和 Roxy 两个人表演的，但是 Roxy 在这里面就像一个提线木偶，而且在电影里面 Renee Zellweger 她化的妆就是一个提线木偶的妆。 It looks like Roxy was talking, but it was Billy Flynn, the lawyer's voice. It's really creepy, it's really eerie. It's almost like a ventriloquist act.
That is exactly what it is. Yeah, it is a ventriloquist. He has told her what to say, and she is saying it. And so the song shows that it's not her words. It's his. He's the one talking. He's doing all of it.
Yep, let's hear that bit.
Yeah.
Mr. Billy Flynn in the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Granted one more start, the command of the sacred heart.
But, I mean, just hearing it, you probably don't get the full effect. I definitely recommend you watch that bit,
yes.
especially the movie part. It's so good. That is, I think,
is.
One of the climaxes of the film.
It is.、Mm. It's one of my favorite parts is that. And the song sounds all, it's all happy and lively.Lots of quick talking and happy voices, but behind it is this darkness, this dark undertone of manipulation and rigging the system. Yeah.
Yeah.
And another part of the show, which is one of my favourites, and again, it's talking about rigging the system and corruption, is a song that Billy has later, Razzle Dazzle, which is... Actually, that could be my favourite song. Yeah.
That song has a lot of gibberish, right? Lots of words that don't really mean much.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's got lots and lots of nonsense words. They talk about flim-flam, finagle, rubbish, absolute rubbish. But that's the point of the song. It's all about if you sound confident and you sell them, if you give them a show, then everyone will love you. They won't ask questions. They won't think you are dazzling them.
It's all showmanship.
That's exactly what you're doing. Yeah, it's showmanship to hide the truth. The truth that she has killed somebody is hidden behind this bright light of entertainment, really.
Yeah, apart from all those that we talked about, the other thing that really intrigues me about this particular musical is the portrayal of women.There's definitely something feministic about this musical. Even though women, they're not good women, they're actually really, really evil women. But it's this whole idea like we talked about last time. They're not just portrayed as these tame little women, accessories, these quaint little angels. They're seen as actual dark femme fatales, killers. And honestly, if you want equality, women should have the equality to be evil.
Definitely so, yes. Yeah, any equality has to be the good and the bad sides of everything, really. And having these women as these, as you say, dark killers is a move away from most shows, most musicals, where it's a typical male villain.
Yeah.
And it works really nicely. Even when they don't really have any reason to have killed, their reasons for doing it are quite, in some cases...quite weak, but they still did it. They still did it, which shows the darkness there.
Yeah, what you're saying is Cell Block Tango, one of my favorite pieces in this. Cell Block Tango starts with this six female criminals. They're all killers. They've all killed and they're in prison. And they were just chanting really random words. It starts with someone saying, pop, six, squish, Cicero,Lipsitch. And then you think, what are they talking about? And then one by one, they're telling their stories. And like you said, you expect their stories traditionally to be, oh, you know, a battered wife, someone who has been hurt. And so they have to fight for themselves. But no, it could be, for example, one of the stories of the woman who said pop is just because she is annoyed with her men for chewing gum and then popping it.She just got fed up one day. She said, stop doing that. And he didn't. And so she shot him.
Yeah, it's very dark. It's just chewing gum. But yeah, but it is reflecting that in many cases, the male villains have very weak reasons for killing as well. And it is changing it into a female being in the same situation. And I think it's really nice in terms of equality and the show, not so much what they did. But I like it. It works well. It works well.
It's like shameless evil. No excuses.
Yes.
I did it. And especially in Cell Block Tango, if you notice the lyrics, apart from recounting their stories, the chorus part basically says they had it coming. So it's their fault.
Yeah, they had it coming.
We're not to blame. We're innocent. They had it coming.
They only had themselves to blame.
So
I killed him, but I did nothing wrong. Because it's his fault. It's
And then they say to the audience, if you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I betcha you would have done the same.
6 squish. Cicero. Lipschitz.
Yes, they try and bring the audience into their dark killing tendencies, in a way.
The other one is obviously another larger-than-life character, like you mentioned, Mama Merton. And then she sings, "When You're Good to Mama."
Oh, that is a fantastic song. It really is. I do enjoy that one.
So let's hear a little bit of this.
Yes, please.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity.
Every time I hear this song, it sounds innocent enough, but there's so many innuendos in this song.
There's so many sort of layers to that song. It just sounds like if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. But it's all talking about the fact that she is the warden, the boss of the prison, and if you give her money, she will bring things into prison for you. She will do things that she shouldn't do. So it's going back to the corruption, but it's hiding it under this song of big showmanship and larger than life character. It's great.
You know, comparatively speaking, compared with all these really larger than life women, charismatic women, the male characters in this, like Amos, Roxy's husband, he's just like such a pitiful character, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I feel sorry for Amos. This show is filled with murderers and liars and cheats. And then in the middle of it, he just appears. Every now and again, he just appears as Amos, Roxy's husband. He's not a bad guy. He loves his wife. He wants to help her. And he gets such a bad deal. I feel so sorry for him. And one of the songs he has is about how everybody ignores him, how he gets overlooked by everyone. It's called Mr. Cellophane. Cellophane, the thin plastic that you wrap food around. Wrap around food. So you can look right through him because he's not there. And it's
透明人. Like Mr. Nobody, Mr. C,
exactly.
You can see through, right through him.
Exactly. You can see right through me, walk right by me, and never know that I'm there. Aww. And it's really sad because everybody else is lying and doing bad stuff, and they become famous. They get rich. They're celebrities. And the good guy, gets nothing at the end. He loses his wife. Roxy leaves him. He leaves her. And then he gets nothing. So it's very sad end for Amos there. Yeah.
It's definitely not one of those musicals that you can just take it as the surface, like the superficial story, because then it really isn't about positive energy. Because bad people, they get away with murder, you know, they get away with lying, cheating, but good people, they get nothing, like you said.
They don't just get away with murder, they profit from it. Roxy, before she kills him, she's living in a small apartment with her husband with no money. Afterwards, she's a performer on the stage with Velma in front of hundreds of people every day. They profit from murdering people. And that's a dark message when you think about it.
Yeah. It's better to see it as a piece of satire.
Definitely it is. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right. But after all these discussion, most important thing is still the music. There's so many interesting, good, fabulous pieces of music in this musical. If you are interested, check it out. I think we're going to wrap up here. If you have anything else to add about this particular musical, Chicago, or if you want to request any other types of musicals, leave us a comment in the comment section. Thank you, Oliver, for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me here again.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
酒馆的进阶口语课第17期课程正式开放，超级早鸟价报名。除此之外，近期我们也准备推出高级口语辩论课程 B2 Plus， 专为 B2 以上的口语达人准备。快来酒馆打造更优秀的自己吧！咨询课程请联系小助手，微信号是 LULUXJG，LULU 就是露露 ，XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。